This afternoon, we'd like to title A Serious Invasion in the Book of Isaiah, Chapter 8, Verses 1 through 22. Question 1 for online courses pupils of the world. In Verses 1 and 3, what does Maher Shalal Hashbaz mean? What does Maher Shalal Hashbaz mean? Question 2. In verse 6, the waters of Siloah that flow softly, what does the phrase imply? The question 2. In verse 6, the waters of Siloah that flow softly, what does the phrase imply? The last question 3. In verse 14, he will be a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Why will he be a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, a trap, or a snare? Last question in verse 14, he will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and rock of offense to both of the houses of Israel. One is northern Israel, the other one southern Israel in Judah, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Why will he be a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, a trap, or a snare? Today, backgrounds, while the Judah king, the 11th king, Ahaziah, that round Isaiah delivered in a God's reading to Israel people. Verses 1 through 10 talk about Assyria will invade the land. Assyria will invade the land. The last part, 11 through 22 verses, talk about fear God and heed the word. Fear God, holy fear to God, pay attention to God's word. Verse 1, take a large scroll and write on it with a man's pen concerning Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Basically, God ordered Isaiah to take a big pen, some kind of visible thing, you know, to the people. Then Isaiah wrote down Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Maher Shalal Hashbaz means enemies are gonna haste to the spoil. So enemies are coming to attack Israel. You know, that kind of a meaning, Maher Shalal Hashbaz. And I will take for myself a faithful witness to record. So God said, I will take for myself, for God himself, faithful witnesses. So which means Isaiah is one of faithful witnesses to record. Uriah the priest, Uriah also faithful witness, and Zechariah the son of Zechariah, Zechariah also faithful witness as well. So Zechariah is a King Ahaz's father-in-law. Zechariah was the 11th king of Judah, Ahaz's father-in-law. So then verse 3, then I went to the prophetess. Prophetess meaning Isaiah's wife. Because Isaiah prophet, so Isaiah's wife is called as the prophetess. So I meaning Isaiah went to Isaiah's wife, and she conceived and bore a son. So she was pregnant by Isaiah. Then the Lord said to me, the Lord said to Isaiah, call his name Maher Shalal Hashbaz. So Isaiah's son was named as Maher Shalal Hashbaz, which means enemies are going to haste to the spoil. So enemies are going to attack Israel, you know, quickly, and Israel and all material make them spoil. Then, verse 4, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus. Damascus, the capital city of Syria. Damascus, the capital city of Syria, and the spoil of Samaria. Samaria is the capital city, northern Israel. So both the capital city were depicted by 732 before Christ, Assyria, but Israel, Samaria also was depicted by Assyria in 722 before Christ, 10 years later. So basically, before Isaiah's son calls Mama, Daddy, so Assyria will come to destroy Syria in 732 before Christ, and in Israel, 10 years later, 722 before Christ. That kind of prophecy, but that happening did not occur yet when Isaiah delivered gospel word chapter 8. Verse 5, the Lord also spoke to me, Isaiah, again saying, inasmuch as these people refused, for what? Refused the waters of Siloa that flow softly. Here, Siloa is a small river close to Jerusalem. Today, also Siloa is existent in Jerusalem. So Siloa was a small river close to Jerusalem. So Siloa water supplies water. It's a resident. So resident can survive by drinking the waters. So therefore, the waters of Siloa that flow softly implies God is taking care of Jerusalem people, you know, Judah, Israel people, gently and faithfully. So that means, so here, the word of Siloa that flows softly, meaning God is taking care of Israel people softly, gently, lovely, faithfully, that kind of meaning. And rejoice in Regin and in Lemaliah's son. Now therefore, behold the Lord bring. Because above, they refuse the God, but they rejoice foreigner. So that's why, behold, look, the Lord brings up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty. The river is Euphrates River. Euphrates River is a very big river, strong and mighty. Looks like, you know, heavy raining. The king of Assyria and all his glory, he will go up over all his channels. So which meaning Assyrian will invade all Israel lands, all his channels, and go over all his bankers. He will pass through Judah. So Assyria also will attack in Judah as well, you know. So he will overflow and pass over. So which meaning there is Assyria will wipe out, you know, Israel, and the Assyria will attack in, you know, Judah, southern country. But according to history, you know, Hezekiah, you know, was helped by God, you know, to protect Assyria, you know, attack. You know. He will reach up to the neck and stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, or Emmanuel. Emmanuel meaning, in this context, meaning God's land. So basically, Assyria will spread over God's land. Emmanuel means God is with us. So Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 said, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel meaning God is with us. So the Lord Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So God is with us, Emmanuel. Here will feel the breath of your land, you know, God's land, that is, O Emmanuel. Verse 9, be shattered. Shattered meaning the Judah and Israel will be discouraged by sudden invasion of Assyria. Shatter all your peoples and be broken in pieces. So the people, you know, scattered, you know, ran away from Assyrian's attack. Give ear, which meaning listen to me, all you from far country. Gird yourself, but be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces. Here, repeated, gird yourself. So watch for that, watch for that. And gird yourselves. Take a counsel together, but it will come to nothing. They wouldn't take a counsel from God, but they take a counsel among people. But those counsel will be meaningless, will come to nothing, will be futile, will be useless, will be not helpful to resolve their problems. Speak the word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. Fear God and heed God's word. Now is verse 11 through 22, basically talk about, you know, holy fear of God and pay attention to God's word. Verse 11, for the Lord spoke thus to me, to Isaiah, with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, the Lord said, I am not working, you know, with Israel people. Do not say a conspiracy. Conspiracy meaning confederacy, you know, peoples make a secret evil plan, you know, that kind of conspiracy. That means confederate conspiracy. So peoples make up a certain trick plan concerning all that these people call a conspiracy. So actually these people did not intend to follow God's word, but some kind of rebel against God. Nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. So God said, do not be afraid of Assyrian people, you know, Assyrians, you know, conspiracy. That is an evil intention against God. Do not fear of them. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. So you Israelite, Israel people, you shall glorify God. Let him be your fear. So you should fear God, not fear those the invaders, you know, Assyrians, or Assyrian confederate people. Let him be your dread. So let him be your fear. So you should fear of God. Him meaning let God be your fear. So you should fear of God. So the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So basically talk about the holy fear. Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, and do not fear those who kill the body, the physical body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him or fear God, who is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. So you should fear over God, not, you know, over man like Assyrians. He will be as a sanctuary. So God will be a sanctuary. Sanctuary meaning God will be the place of rest, the place of safety, or God is the hiding place, God is the refuge. So if you trust in God, if you fear God, so God is a sanctuary. But if you do not trust in God, if you oppose God, God is stumbling stone over here, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Why? Because you do not, you know, believe in God, so your, you know, unbelief is unpardonable sin, so you are already judged. So that's why that God is a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. To both the houses of Israel, a trap. So northern Israel, in Israel, southern Israel, Judah, a trap of a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Why? Because they, inhabitants of Jerusalem, do not trust in God, do not fear of God. That's why those people, stone of stumbling, rock of offense, or a trap and a snare. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, for the message of the cross is a foolishness to those who are perishing. So the cross message is foolish to unbelievers, but to us, to believers who are being saved, to us, to believers, it is the power of God. So God's message is the power of God to us because we believe in God. But unbelief, you know, the God's word is foolish. Also, the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, we preach Christ crucified for us, to the Jews a stumbling block. Why? Because Jews, you know, they do not accept Jesus' crucifixion for us. That's why stumbling block. Because of unbelief, so Jewish people already judge it. That's why stumbling block. To the Greek, foolishness. Because Greek people, they do not believe in Jesus Christ's crucifixion for all people. Romans chapter 9, verses 32-33. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Because of human effort, they try to keep word. That's why, you know, God's word, you know, is stumbling block. Unless they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion, a stumbling stone and rock of offense. So that is the Lord Jesus Christ is a sanctuary for believers, but the unbelievers, that stumbling stone, rock of offense. And whoever believes on him, on Jesus, will not be put to shame. So if you believe in on Jesus, you will not be put to shame. The 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, because they disobey God's word. That's why the word become stumbling block, to which they also were appointed. So that's why, you know, a stone stumbling, a rock of offense, a trap of an snare, because they do not believe in God. You know, that's why. And many among them shall stumble because they do not obey, you know, God's word. So many Israel people, you know, will and stumble. They shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. So many Israel people will be carried away as a captive by Assyria. So here, prophecy made by Isaiah. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. So basically, God wants to deliver God's word to the people continually. Among my disciples, bind up the testimony. The testimony, God's word, working through our life, you know, how God works through our life. So bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, or meditate God's word day and night. So, and I will wait on the Lord. Here, I will wait on the Lord. So Isaiah said, Isaiah will wait on the Lord in his time, in his way. So our Christian life, many times, we should wait on the Lord. So God allows us in his time, his way. So exactly here. Right now, many Israel people disobey God, but Isaiah said, I will wait on the Lord. Who hides his face from the house of Jacob? Right now, it's God, you know, doesn't work through Israel people, but Isaiah said, I am waiting on the Lord. And I will hope in him, but nevertheless, still, my hope in God, not in anything else. Here am I, here am Isaiah, Isaiah, the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel. So the Israel people by themselves are existent for signs and God's signs, God's wonders in Israel. Their signs come from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. So many Israel people, disobedient, you know, rebellious against God, I just said, I am waiting on the Lord, you know. God, you know, might change Israel people wondrously or with a sign. You know. So basically, I am waiting on the Lord in his time, in his way. Verse 19, and when they say to you, seek those, they, meaning Israel people, you know, disobedient people, say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whispers and merges. This one is a medium wizard who whispers, means a familiar spirit. They do not seek God's spirit, but the evil spirit. So mediums, wizards, they talk with, you know, the devil. They talk with, you know, dead spirit kind of thing. Should not a people seek their God? So they shouldn't seek God rather than, you know, evil spirit, you know, familiar spirit. Should they seek the dead? You know, they seek, you know, dead people spirit on behalf of the living God. God is living, but they do not seek living God. To the law and to the testimony. So they did not seek, you know, God's word, God's testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Only God is light. You know, those things are darkness. So they have no light. Verse 21, they will pass through it hard pressed and hungry. So Assyrian, you know, try to conquer, you know, Israel people, attack Judah. So they will be hungry, hard pressed, because many Assyrian will make Israelite as a slave. So they feel, you know, a lot of pressed, and it shall happen. So prophecy, when they are hungry, and they will be enraged, curse their king and their God. But that time, the Israel people cursed God, Jehovah God, and their, you know, that time king. You know, so maybe Hezekiah or the Zedekiah, you know, that kind of, they blame their king and God. And look upward, then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness. So Israel people will see, you know, a lot of, you know, trouble, you know, a lot of miserable, a lot of, you know, spoils, a lot of, you know, hungers, you know, famine, you know, kill the people, you know, gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. Why? Because they do not seek God other than evil spirit or conspiracy, you know, human secret in a plan. That's why. So let's see each question. In verse 1 and 3, what does Mahershalal Hashbaz mean? That means enemies are going to haste to the spoil. Number 2, in verse 6, the words sigh lower, they flow softly. What does the phrase imply? Implies God's gentle, sustaining care. The last question in verse 14, he will be as a sanctuary, a stone, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, northern Israel, southern Israel, called as Judah, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Why will he be a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, a trap or a snare? Because they do not believe in God. Therefore, they are judges. That's why the law is a stumbling block, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, a trap, a snare. Let's pray together with the Lord's Prayer.